Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them their eyes.
Miss Peggy Lee was an American singer of jazz and popular music. She was a songwriter, a composer, and an actress, and she had a career that lasted for over 60 years. On June the 5th here in Melbourne, we will be treated to a tribute to Peggy Lee performed by our very own Neisha Fitzgibbon with her all-star swing tet. So to the studios of Joy 94.9, it's my pleasure to say welcome, Neisha.
Thank you, David. Yes, it's true. It's very exciting and you will hear that actual song on the night.
With the Neisha Fitzgibbon interpretation.
Yeah, and it's just such a great little quirky arrangement. So we've done quite a few arrangements as verbatim from the records, and some are a little bit different. So it's very exciting. It's the first time I've been invited to do the Melbourne International Festival. Well, in a very long time, that is.
Yeah. You've got your swing tet with you.
Mm.
What is a swing tet?
Well, there are a lot of people that do what I say.
Well, now that's the way to do it. Have a band that does what you want.
Yeah, and the swing tet is actually, there's eight of them, so it's an octet really, but the swing tet just sounded cool and groovy with the idea of Peggy Lee songs. So we're doing a mixture. It's really like a journey of her life through song. And I tell a little bit about her life throughout, and the songs kind of link up through that story, which it took me about 5 years to kind of put it together. But every time I've performed it, I'm always putting in another little piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And at this time, it's only one 75-minute set. So I've actually had to condense two 50-minute sets into one. And it's so hard to do because I've been fighting myself over what can I take out, what can I keep, you know. So,
and no doubt some of them have been a bit yo-yo-ish.
Yeah, and I thought, look, this time I actually kind of aimed at making it more jazzy as opposed to a little bit more cabaret-ish. But the storyline is still there. You know, people have always said to me, you have that smoky quality, and not that I'm trying to sing exactly like Peggy, but she was one of my earliest influences, and I've just always loved her sense of swing, and, you know, she has that warm tone, and I think the older I'm getting, the more I'm sounding that way.
That does suggest that she was a very great influence.
Well, yeah.
You mentioned the tone.
Yes.
Was there anything particular that you knew at the time that you liked about her voice, or was it just,
her
I like it but don't know why?
Her diction's always really clear, and she just has this warm tone to her voice and the sincerity. I mean, she's one of the greatest ballad singers, and, you know, there's a rule of thumb to sing the song, the lyrics with the meaning, you know, and to get across emotions, and you know, I'll put on a track of hers, and there's a very special one called The Folks Who Live on the Hill, and every time I hear that, it always makes me cry. There's so much emotion and in her singing, and it's the orchestration, and after reading, like researching a lot of records and reading liner notes to CDs over all this time, I discovered a little bit that was quite interesting to note, that Frank Sinatra was a very good friend of Peggy's, and he conducted the strings on that track. So there's so much feeling in there, and the Frank connection is really super duper.
To get a feeling into a song must take a whole lot of effort.
Well, I think, you know, as they say, you, if you haven't lived it, you can't really sing it. And Peggy's life is has her ups and downs, and, you know, not that I don't want to give too much away, but there's actually a little bit of, you know, tragedy in her life, which I never knew all those years ago. She usually was always connected with joyous, happy songs, and that was the thing that helped her through her childhood as well, because she had quite a difficult childhood.
Isn't it amazing how music can do so much for a person?
Yeah, well, she just escaped the reality through little, you know, making up melodies, and she ran away from home at an early age, and, you know, lots of things happened. It will be revealed in the show.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Close Your Eyes from Neisha Fitzgibbon, an album called After Hours that featured your brother Mark on the piano.
It did, and he's been away.
He has for quite a while.
He's been living in Shanghai playing with quite a few people over there for 3 years, but he's returning in July.
That is great news.
Good to know.
I have a feeling I saw him not long before he went, and I had intended to have a chat with him, and then he disappeared off the face of the earth. So I will have to catch him upon his return.
Yeah.
Get him into studio and we can have a chat to him about what he's been doing over there. And
that would be great. I'm sure he'll love that.
Hear what he's going to do once he gets back. Now, we're here to talk about the Miss Peggy Lee tribute show. Why Peggy Lee? Why not someone else?
I think it was because I always had the affinity with her, and she was one of the very first influences. I mean, when I first started singing, my dad's drummer, Lindsay Copeland, handed me an album, and it was called Is That All There Is? And she was in this floaty dress of the 70s, and her hair was sort of flowing. And, you know, and I listened to tracks off that album, and I just loved it. So I started singing Fever like all ingenues do, very early on, with the hot red spotlight on me, getting people to do the finger clicks. Yeah, that's very funny. Jack Sarilat will be playing piano for me on this particular show at the Malthouse. When I was rehearsing with him, he said, "Now, Neisha, there's one thing you have to know. I don't do finger clicks."
You've been told.
So he will just sit there with his hands on his lap, I think.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know, it's quite funny.
At least you won't be surprised when he's just sitting at the piano with his hands on his laps waiting to play. Now, you started the show a few years ago, and obviously you've merged it around and moved around a bit in that time. Why is it still a relevant show?
Well, I think it's a feel-good show, and I think that people, you know, today's world, there's so much going on, and we're bombarded with bad news most of the time. And I thought, what can I give back to people to make them have a good time, enjoy some really good music, hear a bit of a story, a bit of colour and movement, walk away with a smile on their face, you know, thinking, hey, that was great. I remember those songs, and wasn't she good?
And I suppose the other aspect there is also you're keeping the music going for others to enjoy.
Well, there's always new generations coming up and who've never really heard of a lot of these people, even though for you and me we say, what? You know, there's people that never heard of these singers, so you're kind of re-educating all the time. And Peggy Lee recorded over 600 songs in her lifetime and wrote about 200 of them. So there's many more for me to kind of sprinkle in, and I've only done maybe 5 performances of this, but it's been different every time. I just still find unusual songs to put in, and I've done most of her repertoire. It's pretty extensive.
Very much so. And how many of the songs have you recorded?
I'm waiting to do that, actually. That's the next project. After this show, I think we'll go and record and do it then. And all the musicians are fantastic. Jordan Murray on trombone, Kim May on the double bass, Jack Sarilat on piano, Ronnie Farellas on drums, and Ed Farley on trumpet, Anton Delica's on clarinet and saxophone, and we have Michael Kimona coming in for some wonderful percussion.
Percussion adds such a touch to things, you know, doesn't it?
And there's like, we're covering her swinging 40s, her sizzling 50s, and her Latin satin 60s.
Wow.
So, you know,
I certainly look forward then to hearing the Neisha Fitzgibbon Peggy Lee songbook.
Yes.
At some stage in the future. That'd be great to have. Nisha, thank you so much for coming in and having
another chat to us.
All the best for the Miss Peggy Lee tribute show.
Thank you. I'm sure
it will be a fantastic night's entertainment, and we look forward to hearing further from you in the form of a Peggy Lee tribute album at some stage in the
future. I promise I'll get that to you.
Fantastic. It has been my pleasure to have you in studio, Nisha. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.